Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Afraid raising the dead ain't within my power.
Will it be all right? Should I be afraid?
It's coming!
Looking for an old woman. She lives somewhere in the mountains hereabouts.
All she can do is take you straight to hell. You go home and you bury your boy.
Some folks say is how she's got powers.
Who are you?
Ed Harley.
What do you want, Ed Harley? Say it. You're looking for vengeance. Vengeance. Say it. There's no graveyard way back deep in them woods. Thing you're looking for is in there.
It was an accident.
No! No, not like this! Not like this!
It's gotta run its course. Now it begins. It begins.
What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett with Carl here. What's up, brother?
Co-host or contributor?
Contributor, co-host.
Maybe I should be just a contributor, or at work I'm considered a, what do they call it? I forgot the term now, damn it.
Administrator?
I'm a system expert or something like that. I've helped build a new computer system and shit. I was considered an expert on that. And the thing sucks, but it ain't my fault.
Yep, you didn't design it, so.
No, I just told them what to do, and they didn't listen to me. They actually kicked me out eventually. They were like, well, this guy's going to bitch at us, so.
Oh, yeah?
I don't ever talk about work. I've been there 29 years. I don't fucking care. I just... I'm good at what I do, and it buys me shit, so whatever.
Yep.
But I'm a contributor, I think. I don't know what I am. You're the host. Brett does all the work, just so y'all know that. He edits. He does all the notes. It's his show, folks. It was his idea. I'm just a contributor. Contributor.
But I couldn't do it without you.
Is that a word? Contributor. You did it that one week, and there was some guy on the fucking message board that's like, they thought I got fired or something and was all tripped out.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard from that guy since.
I guess he thought you fired me. See, I have my own fan base. I have stalkers. I literally do have Facebook stalkers. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I have stalkers.
We won't mention that, though. We won't the name
stalkers.
Any names. We won't name names. It's nobody we like, by the way, so.
No, we don't like stalkers. The only stalker I like is the Ask Us On stalker.
So, first off, we need to thank
but this somebody. Is a thank you / movie review episode.
Yes.
So this is a double episode, believe it or not.
Double episode?
Double episode. I miss the old days when you did the bonus episode because you did it in that growly voice you use. It was episode.
Yeah, I accidentally deleted that, so I don't have it no more, and I don't feel like
you need to redo
it. Another one.
Make sure you go episode like that, because And this is, by the way, I'm going to throw out kayfabe. That's wrestling terminology. We're actually taping on a Friday night for the first time ever.
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 And we're drinking.
Yes, I've been drinking a lot on Friday nights because work drives me crazy. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Now I can actually drink and enjoy it instead of sit. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't really like drinking. I like drinking around people. But I'm going to tell you, these last few weeks, well, of course, I was on vacation last week, and that made me drink even worse, trying to deal with the haunted house in the garage. But, yeah, I enjoy drinking and talking. So this is Fridays may be our new night. You know, maybe not every Friday, but I have nothing else to do on Fridays at this
stage. I don't either, man. So
this is our first Friday episode.
I can't drink on Sunday nights because of work, you know. So.
Yeah, me neither. I don't drink on Sundays.
There was a time in the world when I did, though.
Saturdays are such a mixed bag for me because I went to a lot of baseball games, but baseball season's about to end, unfortunately. But now it's football season.
But anyway, we wanted to thank you.
It's first up. We have a thank you.
We want to thank Jimbo. Mr. James Barnes from the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. He sent us a bunch of cool stuff for the haunt, man.
Yeah. Giles.
That is actually Jimbo and Kyle from the podcast.
So Giles is now a permanent resident of the Count Karabi Museum. Count Krabby. Let me roll my R's.
Roll them R's.
He sent us all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, but he did.
Honestly, the coolest, you can hear this on the podcast if I do it close to my ears, probably. Can y'all hear that?
I can't hear it. That's why you need a real microphone. I can't hear it, dude.
Sorry. That's what it is. It's a hanging phantom ghost. And this bad boy is 6 foot tall.
Yeah, I think we know the perfect place to put him, too.
We do. But Giles is my favorite. He sent us all kinds of cool stuff. We got skeletons. We got spider web. He hooked us up. Deluxe. Yeah, he did. And he sent us the best card. You're the kind of person I want with me during a zombie apocalypse. And I would say, yeah, probably so. Keep up the good work. And he gave us a good thank you message. I'm not going to read it on air because this is sort of a personal thing. But thank you to Jimbo and the Tragedy of Cinema podcast, which I've become a very big fan of because I've mentioned my whole fitness thing on the podcast before. I actually do a lot of walking now. And I've got these new Apple AirPods, and I listen to podcasts now, which I used to never do before we started this. And Tragedy of Cinema is one of the podcasts I'll listen to. So thank you, Jim. You're a good man.
Good friend.
Good friend. And we appreciate it. And hopefully we can return the favor someday. You need to come down here and hang out with us.
Yeah, for sure, man.
If another wrestling show comes, I'll try not to be working 10-hour weeks.
We'll corrupt your Indiana ass.
I'm the good guy. Bubba's the bad guy here. I'm the nice one.
Yeah, he's never been through a haunted attraction before.
Well, we'll take you to this place right here, Moxley Manor Haunted Attraction.
Yep. That's what I told him. I says, we'll take you there and let you check that out, and then you can come check out the yard haunt while you're down here too. So
yeah, I'm wearing my Moxley Manor merchandise tonight.
Me too. I'm wearing the Valentine's shirt that we got a few years back.
Call from work.
Huh?
I'm getting a call from work.
Call from work?
Yeah, I've got to go. Here, you talk a minute. I'll be back.
All right. But, yeah, Jimbo and Kyle, man, we appreciate you guys. You guys have supported us since we've been going here and gave us some tips and stuff. On some stuff to do to try to make the show a little better and We've been trying to implement that in. And yeah, appreciate it, man. You need to come down and visit again. Had a good time the
it's done.
When you
it's
came down for WrestleMania back in March. Had a good time with you, man. Had some good barbecue and some good conversation. And all right. See, all right.
Why,
we're back.
We don't want to. We do Fridays. I'm going to get called from work. I get called every Friday from work.
Because people don't know what they're doing.
No, because I'm in charge of some shit. Believe it or not, I actually have power at my job, and I'm actually in charge of stuff, and I have to make decisions when I'm not there. On the radio, or why do I keep calling this radio? To me, this podcast is the new radio. I'm just some kind of a.
Except we can say fucking shit like that.
Don't say that word. But yeah, so anyway, sorry, folks. I had to deal with my job. I have a real life for 29 years. One of these days I'll retire, but not today. So thanks to Jimbo. That's where we were at. I'm confused now. Get me back on track, Bubba.
That was about it. Thanks, Jimbo. Appreciate it.
We're talking about Moxley. Yeah, we're going to take him to Moxley if he comes down here.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen stuff that other people haven't seen at Moxley. You haven't seen either. And I'm going to tell you, it's some cool stuff. I'm not going to trash on certain haunted houses in Plano that don't open year-round anymore. But I think the top haunted attraction in the Metroplex is in Bedford, Texas now. And I'm just saying, as a unemployed professional haunted house actor that's in semi-retirement, go to Bedford. Go to Moxley. You'll be very happy. How's that for an endorsement?
All right.
What are we doing tonight? I don't even know what we're doing.
We are doing...
Why don't we do Pumpkinhead?
Pumpkinhead?
Look, I got the Blu-ray.
Did you just pull that out of your hat?
I did. Have you seen Pumpkinhead lately? I watched it last night because Thursday night football on Amazon was boring, so I watched Pumpkinhead.
That's the alternate cover.
It is. This is the Scream Factory release of Pumpkinhead, and I watched it last night. So why don't we do a review on Pumpkinhead? We're thinking Jimbo and doing Pumpkinhead tonight. That's the agenda, my friends. My friends, I have to roll my R's.
And
like
drinking vodka.
We are drinking vodka.
And chewing ice. Sorry.
Sorry. Don't chew and don't keep. You keep sneezing too.
Am I sneezing? I didn't sneeze. Did I coughed?
Cough, sneeze.
I still got this chest shit going, man. It's driving me crazy. You got COVID? Nope.
You ain't got the COVID, do
you? I've had umpteen million tests. I haven't got COVID.
According to a booster. Hey, I'm getting me a flu shot and a booster in the same day coming up on the 9th of October.
Oh, man.
I don't care.
All right.
I got to work around people that I need boosters. I'm in the public, if you will, like the Dusty Rhodes would say.
Yeah.
I kind of like this Friday night podcast, and I feel a little bit more relaxed than I do on Sundays. Sundays, I'm so tired from doing all the work we do and going to baseball games and walking 20 miles. So this is a good night.
Well, good. I'm glad you're happy.
I am happy. I'm going to do Pumpkinhead.
All right. Pumpkinhead. 1988 horror film.
Hey, you did watch it.
Huh?
You did watch it.
Yes, it's on Tubi.
Yay.
Directed by Stan Winston. You know who Stan Winston is, don't you?
Not a clue.
You don't know who Stan... You're fucking lying to me, dude. Stan Winston owns his own studio where he builds creatures and props and all kinds of stuff.
I know who he is.
Been doing it for years.
I'm just screwing with people. I'm having fun tonight. I like Friday Night Podcast.
And this was his directorial debut.
1988.
Yep. Screenplay was done by Mark Patrick Canducci and Gary Gironi. Story by Stan Winston, Mark Patrick Carducci, and Richard Weinman. Based on a poem by
Ed. It was a Justin. Poem. It was a poem.
Yep. And I believe they say that poem, the little hillbilly kids are saying the poem in part of the
they book. Are. They are.
Cinematography by Bohan Bozzelli. Edited by Marcus Manton. Musical score by Richard Stone. Now, I can't really even remember this music in it.
I watched it last night, and I don't remember any music in it either.
It's
very subdual if it's there.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's there, but yeah, I don't remember it being like we did Trick or Treat last week, and the music was so good that I actually pulled it off of Apple Music and downloaded it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Does continue our Halloween theme, Pumpkinhead. That's a Halloween theme.
It's Halloween time, folks. So,
and we haven't done two movie reviews in a row in a year.
Yeah, I know.
We've kind of suffered on movie reviews for a while.
All right. It was produced by Bill Blake. Production company was De Laurentiis Entertainment Group. Distributed by United Artists MGM.
Yeah, it was an MGM movie. That's why Scream Factory has it. They got like a lot of the MGM library now.
And it was filmed at Kelly Gulch in Topanga Canyon, California, from April 20th, 1987 to June 9th, 1987. Then it was released, limited release, on October 14th, 1988, and then it wasn't released fully until January 13th, 1989.
And I do remember when Pumpkinhead was released at the theaters. I did not see it in the theaters at the time.
I didn't either. I was in the Army, I think, when it came out, so.
When was it, 88?
Yeah, 88.
My young ass was in high school.
Got a running time of 86 minutes.
Seems longer.
Yeah, it does. Budget was anywhere between $3 million and $3.5 million, which would make it almost $9 million today. And they barely made their money back at the box office.
Was sort of a bomb.
$4.4 million, which would equal out to about $11 million today.
Back in 88, 89, horror movies were starting to take a dive. It was sort of the end of the era, and Pumpkinhead came out at a bad time.
Yeah. Though a lot of movies did come out that year. Good movies.
There were a lot, but they didn't make a lot of box office.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Halloween 4 and 5 came out around that era, and they just didn't make a lot of money.
Yep.
I think the slasher films had just about killed the genre for the moment.
Yep. All righty, we're going to go over a little bit of the storyline here about the major premise of this movie.
Not the whole plot, just some notes.
Basically what it is, a group of teens come to the
were they teens or were they college kids,
I guess you want to call them. Yeah,
motorcycle riders.
Yeah, they were motorcycle riders. And this supposedly it sounded like it took place like in I'm wanting to say like Louisiana or something like that. Sort of.
We are endorsed by Absolute Lime Vodka.
I wish we were.
Sorry.
because it's like the South and they're all like hillbillies, or I don't know.
It could have been
Kentucky.
It has a Hillside vibe. I was thinking more West Virginia.
Yeah, maybe that too. Could have been.
Got a Hills Have Eyes vibe to it a little bit, except they're not in the desert.
Yeah.
Wrong Turn, which is 20 years in the future, probably. But yeah, it's that whole hickey vibe.
Yep, hillbilly. Yeah,
here backwood. I am from Texas, but I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and I was born in the city, and we are not hicks here in Fort Worth, Texas.
You're a city boy.
I am. I'm an urban Texan, if that's a word.
Urban Texan. All right. Well, anyway, these...
I've been in the city my whole life. I don't know anything about these hillbillies.
This group of teens come to town and...
To ride motorcycles
at this... they stop at the local shop there.
The grocery store.
Little hick grocery store. And...
Do know who plays the attendant at the grocery store.
I'm going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. But, you know, he's known for Aliens. He was the robot. I know that.
All right. They're riding their motorcycles around, jumping hills and stuff. And the shop owner's son's outside with his dog. And the dog runs off. And
the dog's name was Gypsy.
Yep. The little boy's name is Billy. He runs after the dog, and one of the motorcycles jumps a hill and about hits the kid. And then the second one comes and does hit him, and knocks him down to the ground. And I don't think he's actually dead yet, but
he's not dead at that point, I don't guess, from what I gathered. And again, I watched this last night, and full discretion, I have not seen this movie since the 80s. It's been that long. I couldn't even remember the plot of the movie prior to. I actually bought it last week off of Amazon, and we decided we were going to take a gander at it, if that's a word. And yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I think he's laying there unconscious at that point.
Yeah.
And the one dick who hit him doesn't want to help.
Nope. And he takes off.
He's a dickhead. Straight up dickhead.
Yeah. So the father, Ed.
Who's the robot from Aliens.
He's like.
That's totally, all I know him as. I'm sorry.
He's like totally devastated. Well, and, of course. And all he wants is revenge.
So, well, I think he wanted to bring him back from the dead.
He wanted to. And
so he goes in the hillbilly,
the old village, swamp, the old swamp, the old swamp homes, and ask a guy. I heard there's an old woman back in the swamp that
is
does
she a
stuff.
Witch? I thought she was a witch.
Yeah, I think she's a witch. So
maybe a swamp witch.
So he ends up going to the witch, and she ends up telling him how to conjure this demon known as Pumpkinhead. And
now,
he unleashes his wrath on those college kids.
I have issues.
Okay.
The motherfucker did not look like a pumpkin.
Nope. That's
why is he called Pumpkinhead?
I'm going to get to that.
Explain to me why that motherfucker is called Pumpkinhead.
I will get to that.
Okay.
Shortly.
I've got issues right now.
Simmer down.
That is not Sammy. That's not my boy Sammy right there. That fucker don't look like no pumpkin. So we'll get to there. You tell me, because I've got major issues at this point.
All right.
I'm watching a movie called Pumpkinhead. I'm expecting a goddamn pumpkinhead creature to come out and eat some folks.
All right.
And I don't get that.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly.
Okay, back to where we were.
All right. Okay, let's go through the cast.
Let's do the cast.
First off, we have Lance Henriksen as Ed Harley. And you might know him, like Carl said, from Alien.
That's all I know him from.
And he was also in Damien the Omen 2. And if you're a Millennium fan, he was in that series too.
He was in, yeah.
And I love that series. I've watched that series many times. So
he's a very good actor.
Yes, he is.
But he'll always be the robot from Aliens for me, with the white blood. We need to do Aliens one of these nights. Write it on the notes.
Put it in the notes. All right. Next up, we got John DeQuino as Joel. He was the asshole.
I hated that guy.
Next up is Jeff East. He played Chris. Carrie Ramsey as Maggie. Kimberly Ross as Kim. Cynthia Bain as Tracy. Buck Flower as Mr. Wallace. He's like the head of the hillbillies.
Yeah.
Ma'am Bilek. You know who that is?
That's Blossom.
It's Blossom.
She's currently the co-host of Jeopardy right now.
Oh, yeah. And she was also on Big Bang Theory, too. I've never watched.
She was on Big, but why did I not notice her in the movie?
Because she was like 12 years old, so.
Man, okay.
That was her first acting gig, so.
Well, lots of praise to Blossom there, and now the co-host of Jeopardy.
She was one of the ones singing the poem there at the store, so. All right, next up is Florence Schaffer. As Haggis, she played the Swamp Witch.
I'm going to call her a Swamp Witch. That's a good term for it.
Matthew Hurley as Little Billy Harley, the son.
That was Billy that wore the glasses and unfortunately got hit by the motorcycle.
Tom Woodruff Jr. as Pumpkinhead. And he also helped design and create the creature. He was.
What about Dick Warlock?
He was in Warlock.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers in Halloween 2, 1981. He was actually in the opening scene of the movie. He was the first one to get killed by Pumpkinhead. It was sort of like a flashback at the beginning. It was actually Lance Henriksen's character when he was a child when the movie started. So
sad moment.
And then we have Mushroom the dog, played Gypsy.
And it was Gypsy.
She did all of her own stunts in the movie. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
I did know that, actually. Gypsy did her own stunts. What was her real name?
Mushroom.
Well, let's cut in for a minute. You know, last week we mentioned Halloween the cat. Well, she's the podcast cat. She's no longer the museum cat. She's now the outside yard haunt cat. Sorry, folks. I got pictures, though. She's living in the haunted house, and she's very happy.
Between the haunted house and the garage.
Yeah. You know, she came from the garage. She went back to the garage.
Yeah.
Back to Pumpkinhead.
All right. It was nominated by the Academy of Sci-Fi, Fantasy, and Horror Films in 1988 for Best Horror Film, which it lost out to The Lost Boys.
I agree.
Yeah.
By a million. Sorry.
Best director.
I'm a vampire.
He was beat out by Paul Verhoeven, who did RoboCop. And best actor. He was beat out by Jack Nicholson for The Witches of Eastwick.
He was the devil in that. So, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I agree with all that. They all should have lost. Sorry. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's go into some trivia.
I love trivia. I love our new format for movies, by the way.
All right. Lance Henriksen had a set of dentures made to make him look more hillbilly-ish.
And he looked like a hillbilly.
He also brought all of his own props and wardrobe along, including an old World War II era Steven shot pump shotgun and the ball cap he wore throughout the film. And when he's at the Swamp Witches, you know, when he's putting them coins into the goblet on her table.
Yeah.
He actually went to several different pawn shops in the area where they were filming to find them gold, to find them silver dollars. And
that's pretty cool. That's,
the ones that fell off the table that fell off, fell through the cracks in the cabin. And as far as anybody knows, they're still there to this day.
Wow.
So there you go with that.
Well, maybe we should go check out this cabin.
If you want to go to Topanga Canyon, California.
I thought it was in Louisiana. Shit.
No, no. All right.
Well, I said West Virginia earlier, so West Virginia, Louisiana, what's the difference?
All right, the costume for Florence Schaeffer, for the Haggis costume character, weighed more than 65 pounds.
Damn.
And she was 72 when she made this movie, so.
Wow.
I bet it was a little heavy for her, so. All righty. Where am I at here?
I don't know where you are.
Here we go. This is why the creature didn't look like a pumpkin. Okay,
this pisses me off. He's not a pumpkin.
Okay,
tell me, Brett Bubba.
Got its name from the fact that they were what did I write here? Can't even read my own writing.
Nobody else can.
Oh. It involves it involves digging up a corpse buried in a pumpkin patch. So that's why he's called pumpkin.
Okay, this is bullshit.
Because when you know when he unburied that, went to that pumpkin patch graveyard and dug it up, they had all the pumpkins on top of there.
This is what I say. Bullshit. He's not Pumpkinhead.
You look I'm more already like taking a skull.
I'm taking a star away just because of that right now. I'm taking two stars away right now because he's not a pumpkin head. He looks like a demon. He's got a tail with a devil hoof on the end. He's got devil hoof feet. He's a demon.
He's a demon.
He's not a pumpkin head. So this whole movie is fake. The whole movie is fake. Wait a minute. I think this movie was supposed to be called something else.
Yeah, I'm getting to that right now.
Okay, get to that. Get to that part.
Okay. The movie was actually dropped by DeLaurentis Entertainment Group.
And MGM.
And it sat on the fucking shelf for almost a year.
Good.
Before MGM picked it up.
It should have sat on the shelf.
And then
I just got a text message from somebody.
They test screened it in a handful of theaters under the title Vengeance the Demon.
That would have made this movie 1,000 times better.
You think so?
It's not a pumpkin. There is nothing to do with a pumpkin involved in this movie.
Excuse me.
This movie is fake.
But he
fake title. He's a demon. He's not a pumpkin.
Well, actually, Sam Winston and the production company didn't want the creature to look like a pumpkin.
Well, fuck Sam Winston, whoever the hell he is.
When Lance Henriksen read the script, the scene where Dead Billy sits up in the truck and asks his father, "What have you done?" That sold him on taking the role.
Oops, that just hit my vampire bride.
What are you doing?
I'm sort of like going back and forth because I'm mad because there isn't a pumpkin head involved in this damn movie. It's a demon. It should have been called Demon Vengeance.
Vengeance the Demon?
No, Demon Vengeance.
Okay. All right. Although Stan Winston Studios designed the creature, Stan Winston had no part in it. It was because he was too busy directing the film.
Well, I understand that.
And it was done only on a small fraction of the $3 million budget. And Stan Winston only agreed to design the creature because De Laurentiis Group came and asked him if he wanted to design the creature, and he would only agree to it if he could direct the film.
Okay.
So
now the creature is cool looking.
Yeah, I one of my favorite creatures ever.
But he's not a fucking pumpkin head. And I have issues with that. And let's be honest, I have issues with the plot of the movie. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Now, the daddy, which is the alien from the robot from Alien, right? I'm not wrong there.
Okay. Yeah.
Besides, he wants vengeance on the people that killed Billy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is all the kids are trying to save Billy except for one dickhead.
Yes.
So why are you going to kill everybody else when the one guy's the one that hit Billy with the motorcycle?
I don't know. I guess it's that kill 'em all mentality.
I don't like it. I'm seeing plot errors here. Okay. Now, can I ask you something else?
Okay, ask away.
I watched it last night.
Okay.
And why is it that the skeletons in this movie look just like the ones that I've got in the garage right now?
I don't know.
They don't look the
Dan Winston
effects,
originals. He made all the shit.
He didn't do a very good job. Now, the fake pumpkin head looks cool as shit. But now, let me go back and tell you the story. I'm going to be totally honest. I have not watched a Blu-ray in a couple of months. So I turned my Blu-ray on and I'm like, why does this look so shitty when it's from the Scream Factory? Then I realized my settings are wrong on this TV. So I set it.
Were they set for 4K?
They were set for video game because I'd actually been playing my Xbox off of that setting. Because I switched them around. But anyway, I finally got the setting right and it just fucking clear as shit. I mean, like, wow, this is fucking impressive. But watching it in it's 4K, I think it's 2K, the Blu-ray. But the damn props look very fake in it. Now, I'm sure in 1988 they look good, but
yeah,
I'm just like, why does this look so fakety? Pumpkinhead, who's not a pumpkin, looks really good. I've got issues, dude. This is not a Pumpkinhead. The movie was misnamed. It should have been Vengeance Demon.
Okay.
Where are we at right now?
All right, moving on.
Let's move on.
The cabin where the city kids are staying at, it's the same cabin used in
Evil Dead?
Nope. The Jarvis House in Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
You're joking.
Nope.
It's got a lot of Evil Dead vibe to it. A
little bit, yeah. A little bit.
And I don't like that. It seems like it's sort of ripping off Evil Dead a little bit.
In a way, maybe a little bit. I think there's some nods to some stuff in it for sure.
I'm starting to get a little not so fond here of this movie, Bubba.
All right. Tom Woodruff Jr., who played Pumpkinhead, had to stay in the costume for 8 to 10 hours a day so the costume wouldn't get ruined. because they only had four different costumes, and I guess they used them all up in the time that they did the shooting, they were all messed up. So,
well, we can agree that Pumpkinhead himself looked really cool.
Yes, he was a cool creature for back then, man.
Definitely.
Just the way he walked and stuff and had that swag, almost sort of like a dinosaur swagger in a way, you know? Like it was a T-Rex or something?
Well, you know, a demon sort of fits the dinosaur more.
Sort of, yeah. All right. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I've got a little bit of commentary.
Okay.
Even though I'm the what am I, the co-host or the contributor?
I think
tell me what I am.
Buzzed right now.
Not really. Did you know that Pumpkinhead had bad box office result? It was not a hit.
No.
It lost money.
Yep.
But it's become sort of a cult movie from that point forward.
Exactly. Yep. Yes, it has.
Have you seen the sequels?
I seen the second one.
Pumpkinhead 2 was called Blood Wings, and it was released to video in 1994.
Yep. And then
there were additional sequels called Pumpkinhead Ashes to Ashes and Pumpkinhead Blood Feud.
Yep.
And I think they were made for TV.
Yep. They put them on, they were on Sci-Fi in 2000.
Okay. They were Sci-Fi movies.
In 2007. Yeah. So.
Well, there's been rumors of a reboot of Pumpkinhead, but I have not seen anything else about it.
I guess the script is written and everything. They're just waiting on production company, whoever is going to do that. So
this is one movie that should be remade,
but
because I think in 2022 or 23 they could make a really cool movie out of it.
Yeah, well, I guess the producers and writers from the Saw movies are actually doing it, so it might be
did you know there was a comic book?
Yes, I did.
You know more than me.
There
was a little, like, it was sort of a mini series comic book.
Yep.
And there that was in the 90s. That was actually after the movie was made.
Yep. From Dark Horse Comics. And there was supposed to be a series of four, but they only ended up doing two of them for some reason.
It might not have sold well. I don't know.
And then there was another 5-issue special edition series in 2018 that I never heard nothing about that.
Well, I bet you don't know this. There was a game. They actually made a Pumpkinhead game for the, it was a first person shooter.
Oh yeah.
I actually had that game.
When did that come out?
In the 90s, mid 90s, 95, 96, 97.
So it was on Windows 95.
Probably so. It was not a very good game, though. I remember that game.
I can only imagine.
It was not
good. Oh, excuse me. I can only imagine. I'm not sneezing. I'm coughing.
Sneeze.
What else we got here? You got anything else? 91 and 95, they came out with two model kits where you could build a Pumpkinhead model. And then in 2005, Sideshow Collectibles released the little collectible statue of Pumpkinhead.
Did you know the Misfits actually had a song called Pumpkinhead?
Oh yeah.
It was on their famous Monsters album.
Really?
Which I actually got. Yeah, Pumpkinhead the song. And it was a good song. I bet you didn't know that, Bubba.
No, I didn't. I'm not the biggest Misfits fan, so.
You know what sucks? The Misfits are playing on the same night we're running the Haunted House.
Oh, really?
And I would almost go to the Misfits and say, fuck the Haunted House. You do know this Glenn Danzig's back with the band.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I heard. It's the whole original lineup, isn't it?
It is. Well, mostly.
Didn't one of them die a long while back?
One of them's dead. Yeah. It's the closest thing you'll get to the original Misfits.
Yeah, Doyle and the whole gang.
So maybe I should just like give up on the haunt and go to Misfits.
Oh, shut up. You're going to leave it all for me to run?
Yeah, you can run it.
You're going to go to the Misfits?
I might just go to the Misfits, and they may play Pumpkinhead the song. You don't know?
Yeah, that's a Halloween show for sure.
Yeah, I wish they were doing it like on the Sunday or something where we could go to that. Because I'm actually a big fan of the Misfits, and I like Glenn Danzig. But yeah, they actually did a song called Pumpkinhead, and I'm a big fan of that song. Maybe more than the movie. Just maybe.
Oh.
Any other trivia you got on the Pumpkinhead?
No, that's about all I got, man. So, yeah.
There was a punk band called Harley Poe that actually did a song as well about Pumpkinhead.
Punk band, huh?
I think it was more based on the poem than anything.
Cool. You never did get into punk music, did you? Really?
No, but I like the Misfits.
Yeah, they're a different type of punk, though. You know, they're
heavy metal punk.
Heavy metal horror punk, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
what else you got on Pumpkinhead?
I ain't got a damn thing, man.
Is it time to rate Pumpkinhead?
I think it's time to rate, man.
You go first.
Well, it's probably been a couple of years since I watched this. I watched it the other night.
Honestly, the first time I've watched it in 30 years or 88, whenever it came, I remember watching. I actually owned it on VHS tape. I did not own it on DVD or have ever owned it on Blu-ray until I got it from Amazon last week.
Okay.
So you rate first.
Like I said, I ain't seen it in a couple years, but I watched it again the other night and seen a couple of different things that I hadn't seen before. So, I like this movie, man. I'm just for the creature alone. I'm going to give it 4 bloody hatchets.
Okay.
I know you're going to be way lower than that.
Let's be honest here. Some things from the 80s should have stayed in the 80s. And I think Pumpkinhead should have stayed in the 80s. I watched it last night. Like I said, I was bored with football on Amazon. Chiefs versus the Chargers. That was a very boring game. So I watched Pumpkinhead. And I realized why I never owned it on Blu-ray or DVD. I'm not very fond of this movie, honestly. I think the storyline is pretty weak. The special effects are awesome as far as Pumpkinhead, even though he's not a pumpkin. But looking at it from a 4K, or it's a 2K version from, and let's give Scream Factory credit. They did a great job on this release.
Yeah.
But watching on my 4K TV, I notice a lot of just really cheap stuff in it, and the storyline is I just can't follow. I mean, it's,
well, they went cheap with the special effects.
They went cheap
because it don't look like he had all the stuff to do everything already. So
the storyline is just not very good. These teenagers or college kids show up and ride a motorcycle and kill the kid, get revenge, raise the pumpkin head that's actually a demon. I've got to give this movie a 1.5.
Oh!
Pumpkin head.
Damn.
I'm just not very fond of it, man. I don't think I'll ever watch this movie again after last night.
Really?
So I've got a DVD. If anybody wants it, I'll sell it to them for $14.99 plus shipping. And I'll actually autograph it. Yeah. Now the character, the pumpkin head monster is why I give it a 1.5, because that was a really cool monster, but storyline is pretty weak. The plot is pretty weak. I mean, killing the kid with the motorcycle, yeah. I just can't get into Pumpkinhead in 2022. So I've got to give it a 1.5 star, or Pumpkinheads, we'll give it, or Sammy Heads.
Okay.
So I've got to give it a little bit weaker than you do. It's just not a very good movie. It doesn't stand the test of time. And I'm not a big fan.
Well, I'm a big fan of Lance Henriksen. So I think he did a really good job in it for sure.
He did do a good job.
And like I say, the creature is one of my favorite creatures in horror. So
he's not a pumpkin. The man is not a pumpkin. He's a demon. He's got a fucking cloven hoof. He's got the demon tail. They mislabeled this movie. He's not Pumpkinhead. He doesn't really fit my Halloween mode that we're in right now. That's why I gave it. I would have gave it 2 stars if it wasn't called Pumpkinhead.
What if somebody What if somebody gave us a life-size Pumpkinhead prop? Would you put it in the haunt?
No.
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 What?
I can't do it.
Oh man.
I can't do it.
He'd go perfect in the pumpkin patch, dude.
No, he's not a pumpkin. He's a demon.
But he was born of a pumpkin patch.
Oh, bullshit. That is such a fake storyline. I can't buy it.
Okay.
I give it 1.5 stars.
All right, man. Whatever you say. Okay.
I didn't trash it.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I gave this movie a good review. I watched it last night and gave it full attention because I could not remember the plot, honestly, because it's been so long. I'm just not a fan. It's not bad like Blood of Dracula bad. Honestly, is it better than The Hills Have Eyes original? Probably so.
Yeah,
I forgot what I gave that movie. I think I gave it a 2-star.
I think so.
But, you know, that's the whole point of the show. Is to watch movies, review them, and look back on them. If I'd have gave this review back in the 80s, I would have probably gave it about a 4-star. But it just hasn't hold up well. But I'm giving the Scream Factory, you know I love the Scream Factory. I'm giving the Blu-ray about a 4.5 star. Lots of good features on it. And even has the additional cover, the alternate cover. So Scream Factory did a really good job releasing the Blu-ray. I
like the original cover better.
Well, shit.
With the non-pumpkin head.
What was that noise? We're switching it right there. You
can switch it? Well, that's...
You can switch it. We're switching it right now.
Isn't that special? That's so special.
There you go. It's the original cover.
Yay!
$14.99. Hit me up on Facebook and look me up, and I will sell it to you, and I'll autograph it.
You don't even want to keep it for your collection?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever watch Pumpkinhead again.
Oh, man. You're killing me.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry, but it's just not my favorite movie.
All right, whatever.
So y'all got a week to buy it, or I'm taking it to the movie trading company.
Well, how much are they going to give you for it?
$4.
$4? Well, I'll give you $5 for it.
You give me $6, and I'll give it to you.
Okay, we'll do that. I can watch it anytime I want. I can watch the commentary.
There is a commentary. There's a tribute to Stan Winston.
He did make some cool shit back in the day, though.
Much credit to that guy. He did do really good shit.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
Awesome sculptor.
And the Scream Factory always does such a good job. If anybody out there is listening from the Scream Factory, I buy everything you put out pretty much. But Pumpkinhead's got to go, man.
Okay, I'll give you $6 for it. Shit.
1.5 star.
I need to up my Blu-ray collection, so
that's I'm moving a deal to 4K. On my end. I'm moving to 4K, so yeah.
Yeah. I still got my old TV. It's as long as it ain't got lines all through it, I'm going to watch. It's got one going through it right now, so.
You're okay for the moment.
Yeah.
Plasma's the best shit there
is. You can only tell it if it's a dark, really, really dark picture, so. But
So at the end of the day, I'm giving Jimbo a thumbs up and a thank you.
Yeah, thanks again,
everything
Jimbo.
Everything you sent us, we can use in the haunted house. Exactly. The spider web was a special thing because we really needed some spider web because I've got some really cool spiders in the garage we'll put out there.
Yeah.
Pumpkinhead.
We didn't even put them out last year.
We did not. There's a lot of stuff we forgot last year. And we'll be out there working tomorrow, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Nice
hard work too.
Yep.
Yeah, I did my walk tonight, so I'm ready to start whenever you're ready tomorrow.
I'm gonna get up and eat breakfast and have my coffee. I'll probably be ready by 8 or so.
We'll do it.
So.
And also, as you
try to do as much as we can when it's cool. So.
Props to Moxley Manor in Bedford, Texas. I'm giving Moxley, based on the little sneaks I've seen, the best haunt in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yeah, I texted Richard the other day. He's getting a commercial made, and he's going to send it to me that we can throw on here.
Good. So. Yeah. And I'm not dishing anybody else, Alan or any of the other haunts out there. Todd James, you're all great. But discretion, I worked for Moxley for 8 years, so I'm going to have a bias. So throughout the haunt season, I'm going to be biased. I'm sorry. I mean, I worked for the Cutting Edge in 1993, if that counts for anything.
Yeah.
92,
93. And we'll probably be going up to Moxley for a night to go check it out.
Well, I'm going to be doing some guest haunting as well.
And I think Carl's going to act up there for a night.
I am going to act. The count will show up, but it's going to be my sort of priest character. I wear the black robe with the cape over the count mask.
Maybe we'll do a live feed up there while we're
haunting the chapel is what I'll be doing.
So, all right, Carl, you got anything else, brother?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Why is he still sitting here?
We got to build him, man.
That's your job. You got to build him. Frankenstein's got to go.
I'm gonna get all the parts out tomorrow and set them out. And
he's gone.
Get the shape made of him, and
off he goes.
You got a wig head for him?
No, I got a Grey Goose bottle for him.
He's been sitting on the Grey Goose bottle,
full of sand from Galveston. I almost said Corpus Christi.
Is that the bottle you drank when you were down there the last time?
Probably. Probably.
We won't go into that either.
What about this? Look at this.
Oh. That's Jason? Cool. Where'd you get that at?
I've had this for 20 years.
Machete's bent as fuck, though.
That's because he's standing under the big Jason and it bent it. The last thing I got to say for the night, Jimbo, I've got Giles the Snake right here and he's not ever going anywhere.
Giles the Snake.
Thank you. And shout out to the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. And thank you very much. Much appreciated. And we're going to use every bit of that stuff.
Definitely. Definitely.
I'll put Giles around my neck.
All right. Well, check us out on social media.
Sometimes YouTube when it gets posted.
Sometimes YouTube. Yeah.
We're sort of like kind of on YouTube now. We're going to continue to post it.
It's not the top priority. So
we get like 5 listeners on YouTube watchers, I guess.
You 5 that watch us on there. We love you all. So
we do. Well, you're our podcast number one.
You get to see our ugly asses foremost every week.
But we will always be a podcast first and foremost.
Leave us a rating and review, please.
And just because I thought of it, Jerry Pauly, thank you for everything you do.
Yep, that they're going on off the top they're of going on their cruise Monday. They got their big podcast cruise, man. They're going to the Bahamas.
They're the reason why we're here, man. So thank you.
Yep, Jerry and Tracy, we love you guys, man. For sure.
And what about who else we want to thank out?
Got them creepy guys too.
Todd, yeah.
Todd, Sean, and Nate from Middle Aged and Creeped Out podcast.
That's another thing I listen to when I walk.
Yep.
So thanks to you guys.
They did that episode on the Incubus and the Succubus.
I know, man. Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, them were good, man. I really like that.
Good friends. And thank you guys for everything you've always done for us.
I told them I had an ex-girlfriend they could have fucking interviewed on there for the Succubus episode.
They do such a good job on stuff.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and stay Giles evil, everybody. Giles says stay evil. Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Stay evil.